lesson number 26, but we started with 18, so we're 17. This is the series of lessons that deal with the proposition that the arguments for evolution are outdated and often illogical. And next week we'll have lesson number 27, but that will be the end of our series for a period of time, so that I don't weary you on this subject. The question is, ape men? And we're so used to the concept of the caveman that it almost seems funny to question it, and yet they have no real evidence for anything like an ape man. Notice then, for over a century, studies of skulls and teeth have produced unreliable conclusions about man's origin. The quote here, existing phylogenetic hypotheses about human evolution based on skulls and teeth are unlikely to be reliable. And that came from the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Not some wild-eyed Christian fanatic group. In fact, came from a wild-eyed fanatic evolutionary group. But they had to admit they can't get really good hypotheses from these skulls and teeth. Also, fossil evidence allegedly supporting human evolution is fragmentary and open to other interpretations. Fossil evidence showing the evolution of chimpanzees, supposedly the closest living relative to humans, is non-existent. Fossil evidence of human evolutionary history is fragmentary, open to various interpretations. Fossil evidence of chimpanzee evolution is absent altogether. Interesting book, Return to the Planet of the Apes, written in Nature magazine. Stories claiming that fossils of primitive ape-like men have been found are overstated, to say the least. It is now universally acknowledged that Piltdown Man was a hoax, yet Piltdown Man was in the textbooks for more than 40 years. How careful are they trying to be? Just sway people with whatever they have. Speaking of Piltdown Man, Lewin admits a common human problem even scientists have. Here's his quote. How is it that trained men, the greatest experts of their day, could look at a set of modern human bones, the cranial fragments, and see a clear simian signature in them, and see in an ape's jaw the unmistakable signs of humanity? The point here is that they put an ape jaw with a human skull and said, this is Piltdown Man. So looking at it, you know, what you want to believe is most of your perception. Magicians do that all the time. What you expect to see is what you probably will see. So they put a gorilla jaw with a human skull, and they saw gorilla characteristics in the skull and human characteristics in the jaw. Wasn't there. He says, the answers inevitably have to do with the scientists' expectations and their effects on the interpretation of data. Bones of contention. Since 1953, when Piltdown Man was discovered to be a hoax, at least 11 people have been accused of perpetrating the hoax. These included Charles Darwin, Pierre Teilhard de Chardin, who was a priest but also very strong supporter of evolution, and he was there, capable of doing this. Even Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, creator of Sherlock Holmes. The hoaxer now appears to have been Martin A.C. Hinton, who had a reputation as a practical joker and worked in the British Museum of Natural History, when Piltdown Man was discovered. In the mid-1970s, an old trunk marked with Hinton's initials was found in the museum's attic. The trunk contained bones stained and carved in the same detailed way as the Piltdown bones. So, box of bones clinches identity of Piltdown paleontology hoaxer, according to Nature magazine. So that's all about Piltdown Man, that first little bullet. Secondly, before 1977, evidence for Ramapithecus was a mere handful of teeth and jaw fragments. We now know these fragments were pieced together incorrectly by Louis Leakey and others into a form resembling part of the human jaw. Ramapithecus was just an ape. See the drawings at left. And what you see is the top left is the broken pieces that they tried to put together. And to the right of it is the way a man's jaw or upper jaw would look. Then at the lower part, you see the way an ape would look. And how they claimed on the left what they said that Ramapithecus looked like. The only remains of Nebraska Man turned out to be a pig's tooth. The sketch at the right is the actual drawing of Nebraska Man. Looks quite a bit different from a pig. My opinion, not scientific.
You got that from one tooth?
Yeah.
From a pig's tooth.
From a pig's tooth. 40 years after he discovered Java Man, Eugene Dubois conceded that it was not a man, but was similar to a large gibbon, which is an ape. In citing evidence to support this new conclusion, Dubois admitted that he had, withheld parts of four other thigh bones of apes found in the same area. It was an area where they were finding apes. Java Man consisted of two bones found about 39 feet apart, a skull cap and femur, which is the thigh bone. Rudolf Virchow, the famous German pathologist, believed that the femur was from a gibbon. By concurring, Dubois supported his own non-Darwinian theory of evolution, a theory too complex and strange to discuss here. Whether or not the bones were from a large-brained gibbon, a hominid, another animal, or two completely different animals is not the only issue. This episode shows how easily the person who knew the bones best could shift his interpretation from Java Man to Java Gibbon. When evidence is so fragmentary, many interpretations are possible. Another point, many experts consider the skulls of Peking Man to be the remains of apes that were systematically decapitated and exploited for food by true man. Its classification, Homo erectus, is considered by most experts to be a category that should never have been created. Again, the first confirmed limb bones of Homo habilis were discovered in 1986. They showed that this animal clearly had ape-like proportions and could never have been classified as man-like, the Homo part of that. Quote, the reanalysis of Narmada Man puts another nail in the coffin of Homo erectus as a viable taxon. Geo Times, the article, Homo erectus never existed. Again, Australopithecines, made famous by Louis and Mary Leakey, are quite distinct from humans. Several detailed computer studies of those things have shown that their bodily proportions were not intermediate between those of man and living apes. Another study which examined their inner ear bones used to maintain balance showed a striking similarity to those of chimpanzees and gorillas, but great differences from those of humans. Likewise, their pattern of dental development corresponds to chimpanzees, not humans. Claims were made based on one Australopithecine fossil, a 3.5-foot-tall, long-armed, 60-pound adult called Lucy. You've probably heard of them talking about Lucy. That all Australopithecines walked upright in a human manner. However, studies of Lucy's entire anatomy, not just a knee joint, now show that this is very unlikely. She likely swung from the trees and was similar to pygmy chimpanzees. These creatures are probably extinct apes. At present, we have no grounds for thinking that there was anything distinctively human about Australopithecine ecology and behavior. They were surprisingly ape-like in skull form, premolar dentition, limb proportions, and morphology of some joint surfaces. And they may still have been spending a significant amount of time in the trees. And this was in American Scientist, 1986. The proportions calculated for Africanus turned out to be amazingly close to those of a chimpanzee, with big arms and small legs. One might say we are kicking Lucy out of the family tree, says Berger. New skeleton gives path from trees to ground an odd turn, in Science magazine. And finally, for about 100 years, the world was led to believe that Neanderthal man was stooped and ape-like. This false idea was based upon some Neanderthals with bone diseases, such as arthritis and rickets. Recent dental and X-ray studies of Neanderthals suggest they were humans who matured at a slower rate, lived to be much older than people today. Neanderthal man, Heidelberg man, and Cro-Magnon man are now considered completely human. In some cases, they've found in southern France people, modern man, whose skulls were remarkably Neanderthal. Cro-Magnon, they haven't found, but their brain skull capacity was larger than most humans today. Artist drawings of ape men, especially their fleshy portions, are quite often imaginative and are not supported by the evidence. Furthermore, the techniques used to date these fossils are highly questionable. Comments or questions on all the ape men?